Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Appreciate that, Jerry. Let's go over to the University of Minnesota, check in with Mark Coyle, the athletic director there. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Hope you're having a great day.
Yeah, and I know you got a lot of things cooking. I do have to ask you, obviously, Mark, lots of speculation regarding Coach Pitino's future. Has a decision been made?
You know, Dave, as you know, I don't talk about our coaches until the seasons are over. You know, I think you have to look at the entire body of work in the season. And as you know, Dave, we have two games left. You know, we got a big one tomorrow at Penn State. Then we come back and play Rutgers on Saturday. And then we have a great opportunity in front of us with the Big Ten tournament next weekend in Indianapolis. And as you know, Dave, this team has beaten five teams ranked in the top 25 this year. We're capable of playing with anybody. We've had some tough injuries down the stretch. So, again, we're going to do everything we can to support Richard and that team with these final two regular season games and then make a good run down in Indianapolis in the Big Ten tournament.
Mark, kind of a related question, I suppose, but this could concern really any coach. Given the finances of COVID and strains on the department itself, when you have buyouts, can that be a reason that you could keep people around an extra year? Is that a decision maker?
Yeah, well, Dave, you know, there's many factors that play into any type of decision you make when it comes to personnel. And, you know, as you know, with President Gable, she's been so supportive of our Board of Regents. We obviously work closely with all of them. You know, and our goal is always to make the best long-term decisions for the institution and our athletic program. So we'll have to weigh in all the factors as we look at all of our coaching positions, you know, and make those best long-term decisions for our department.
So it'd be an end-of-the-year decision, end-of-the-season decision.
Yeah, that's when I usually, you know, sit down. I have a chance to sit down with our coaches. I do for all of our sports and have a chance to meet with them, talk about what we need to do moving forward and have those conversations at that time. You're exactly right.
Mark, on another front, I would mention the baseball season is starting. Speaking of coaches, you've got a long-standing coach. You've known him for many, many years, and that's John Anderson. And he just quietly begins probably another successful season here on March 5th, I think.
Yeah, they've got, I believe we play Indiana this weekend. You know, it's the start of his 40th season as our head baseball coach. And as you know, Dave, he's done such a wonderful job. And, you know, I've always been very appreciative of Coach Anderson. I've been doing this for almost 30 years. And as you know, when teams win Big Ten championships or have NCAA appearances, they have those championship rings. And I remember the first one I ever got was from Coach Anderson when I was here before. When I was here as the marketing director, I worked closely with the baseball program. And I remember our baseball team won a Big Ten championship. And he was kind enough to give me a championship ring. And that meant the world to me. And been fortunate to have Final Four rings, Fiesta Bowl rings, Outback ring, et cetera. But that baseball one means a lot to me. And Coach Anderson was a big reason for that. So we're excited for him. Starts his 40th season. We have high expectations. And no doubt we have a chance to compete for the Big Ten championship this season.
Mark, again, any updates on fans in attendance at the events?
Yeah. Yeah, Dave, we still don't have any. Obviously, you know, Governor Walz, we work closely with them and follow, you know, his guidelines that he puts out. And we can have up to 250 people at our events right now. But the Big Ten, working with the Big Ten, we still only allow, per the conference, you know, student-athlete family members, staff family members of the coaching staff, et cetera. So we still don't have any large crowds at all. It's still being capped through the Big Ten and the state guidelines. So we'll continue to follow those. And hopefully, as we continue to make progress with the vaccination, hopefully herd immunity, et cetera, that we can get people back in our stadium. I feel like I talk to you about this each time we get together. I hope people understand how much our coaches and student-athletes miss seeing people in the building. It's such a different vibe, and you all make such a huge, huge difference for our teams and our student-athletes, and we really miss you, and we can't wait to see you back in our facilities.
We had the announcement of the Final Four for the women coming up in 2022, Mark. How much involvement for the University of Minnesota?
Yeah, we have a lot of involvement. Obviously, you know, we work with the local organizing committee, et cetera. Julie Manning, who is our deputy athletics director, is a big part of that process. And obviously, Dave, it's the 50th year of Title IX. So it's going to be a great celebration of women's sports and women's basketball. We're honored and humbled to have a chance to host that here in Minneapolis. Next year, it's going to be a great showcase for our state, for women's basketball and Title IX in general. So we're very excited about it.
What else is on the schedule here as we head toward the weekend of events? And I shouldn't say weekend because, Mark, the softball team, I think, played on a Monday, didn't they?
Yeah. It's our schedule, Dave, is, you know, we've got 24 of our 25 programs are competing right now. And softball is down in Florida. They're back down in Florida this weekend for another series against a couple Big Ten opponents. But we've got big weekends for our hockey programs. Our women's hockey program will face Wisconsin in the first round of the WCHA playoffs. Obviously, Wisconsin's the number one ranked team in the country. It's a great opportunity for us to hopefully advance and win that WCHA tournament and hopefully get in the NCAA tournament. Men's hockey is hosting Michigan this weekend. If we can get both those wins, we'll have a chance to win the Big Ten Conference Championship in men's hockey. So a lot of exciting things. Volleyball returns to action. They're back on the road against Ohio State this weekend. Ohio State's currently in first place. So a lot of things going on. Women's basketball at Illinois. So, again, an exciting time for Gopher Athletics with a lot of different events and a lot of moving pieces.
Mark, I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day, Dave. Thanks so much.
Mark Coyle, the University of Minnesota Athletic Director here on WCCO. Maxie will talk more sports coming up at 7:40 here on the morning news. A mayoral candidate announced this morning. We're going to talk with that candidate coming up here in the next half hour on WCCO. It's a busy morning, per usual. We're 3 minutes away from the news at the top of the hour. A big story regarding Merck and Johnson & Johnson, kind of a rare collaboration. At least we think it's going to happen. The latest on that breaking news next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.